This is Triple M. Steve Price in Australia Today, back after nine this morning, and we've got Steve on the phone right now. Morning, mate.
Hey, Moffy.
Well, the sad news this morning, just before we went to air, the announcement that Olivia Newton-John has passed away at the age of 73.
Yeah, very sad. Two talented Australians within in less than a week, with Judith Durham, of course, late last week, and now Olivia Newton-John. I was listening this morning, someone suggesting, You're the One That I Want, the duet that she did with John Travolta, was the biggest selling duet ever in the world. Did you know that?
Unbelievable. It's such a good song. But what I mean, she was just a beautiful lady, and everything from Grease and the performances that she did, even with tours with John Farnham and stuff like that, you just, everyone loves Olivia.
Yeah, look, and I'm sitting in a car in Melbourne this morning. It's 3 degrees, and I just think how much she's done in this city for cancer victims. Now, when she was obviously diagnosed herself with breast cancer, tragically, which is what took her life ultimately, she ploughed her energies into building a first-rate cancer centre in Melbourne, and it's got her name on it. And what she did was she used her fame in the best possible way. People can get famous and use their fame for all sorts of things, but she used it to make sure that various governments, and they've mainly been Labor governments to their credit in Victoria over the last 20 years, people like Steve Brax, John Brumby, and then followed up by Ted Bailey when the Libs had a run. She was the one who was in their ear agitating to get money. She publicly raised funds, but it was government money that she knew she had to get to build this extraordinary centre that does such great work. So this city in particular will remember her for that, but the rest of Australia will remember her for a bunch of reasons. I was talking to one woman today who grew up with Olivia Newton-John and said, look, we should all put our leggings and sweatbands on our heads today and do a bit of, what do they do there? It's not Pilates, it's the other form of exercise that she did that famous TV show with.
Like that aerobics style kind of thing.
Aerobics.
That's yes. The one. I can see
everyone
you and I doing
their
that.
Aerobics gear on today. Get it on, folks.
Mate, aged care workers could soon receive a 25% increase in their wages with this case going to the Fair Work Commission.
They deserve it, and no one would argue they don't. My only caveat on that is, where is the extra money that's going to have to be paid out by private operators going to come from? And will it go straight into increased costs to get into aged care? That's my worry about it, because aged care, as many of our listeners would know, is already prohibitively expensive and very difficult to get into unless you sell off a property or you've put enough away to actually do that. So, yes, I want the money to go to the workers. They should be paid more. $25 an hour is not enough, and a lot of them are going to other industries. But I just worry where it's going to come from, that money.
Yeah, exactly. What else is coming up after nine, Steve?
Pauline Hanson will be on, Senator Hanson. Obviously, she, late last week, made it very clear she's not going to accept the voice in any referendum, and she'll be the voice against it. So we'll talk to Pauline about that. And we'll also catch up with Mark Riley from 7 News. And we'll keep an eye on the John Barilaro appearance at that hearing. Yesterday, I watched a lot of it. He was under intense pressure. And a lot of his answers seemed to me to make a fair bit of sense, that he'd resigned from Parliament and he accepted a public service job and applied for it, and that's all he did. So he's going to be back there on Friday. It's going to get very murky. They're going to prod it into his private life. I must say, and this is probably not a popular thing to say, I do have some sense of sympathy for John Barilaro.
Yep. All right, mate, we'll hear from you after nine this morning. Have a good day.
Cheers, Moffy.
Steve Price in Australia Today, back after nine this morning. 1-300-23-99-99, the number, the email, australiatoday@sca.com.au.